right. A little hot cooking there from G-Love. It's an oldie but a goodie. I love it. We're going to talk about some hot cooking here with our next guests. Ricky Ayuyesh.
Close.
Tagaban.
Yeah. Ayuyesh.
Thank you. And Mary Dalshani.
Dalshini.
Dalshini. Is that correct?
Yep.
Fletty is here. Thank you so much to both of you for coming in.
Sheesh.
Appreciate it. We're going to talk about a couple of cool things happening here. You guys got a really cool event coming up that we'll get to in a little bit. But we have a new segment here.
Yay.
On Juno Afternoon that you are the – thank you so much. You're the inaugural guests on it, and it's all about cooking. We're calling it Foodie Friday, and we want to talk about what people in Juno are cooking, what they might think about cooking tomorrow. And then the idea is that we're going to get people who are listening to this maybe try their hand at it and send us some pictures or variations on the recipe, that sort of thing, and see what success they come with. Or we'd even love to see pictures of flops. That'd be good too, right?
Yeah.
We all have them. So on our website, on the Juno Afternoon website, we've got some great harvesting photos of you guys out harvesting some of the beautiful bounty of Southeast Alaska. Ricky with an amazing salmon, you guys with a whole line of salmon, and then an amazing picture of a moose. Where was that moose taken?
Actually, that's right outside Klukshu in Yukon Territory.
Okay, yeah. And so so that's an amazing thing. Is that something you try to have tried to do multiple times, get out on moose hunts? Or
this is actually the first year that we have not gone in since 2011.
Wow. So, yeah. So you've got a lot of moose meat typically in the freezer.
Yeah, usually the 15th is the day that we head up to the Yukon.
Is that right?
So, yep.
Oh, okay.
So we'd be heading out tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, a little bittersweet maybe. You're probably thinking about that.
Yeah, my mom and brother are going to go up this year. They'll help us out. So.
Very good. So let's talk about maybe that. Is moose the thing you think about when you think, okay, right around this time of year, what would I be preparing for this weekend? Is that what you think about? And
absolutely, moose and fish are the number one things that we eat in our household. Being from Haines, we don't even really eat deer. We didn't grow up with deer because we don't have it in Haines. So. Like this weekend, my goal is to make a set of moose ribs for dinner.
All right. Now you're talking my language. So let's talk about this. How do you make, right, does it fall off the bone, amazing moose ribs?
It's really good.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
What's your,
she's a good cook.
As much of the secret recipe as you want to give out, but what, if someone wants to make some moose ribs, what are some of the steps they need to take to have a successful go at it?
Well, the way that my mom taught me is you just take your set of moose ribs or a roast. You make sure you have fat with it, and you cut a few holes in it, throw some garlic cloves in it, roll it around in some flour that might have some salt, pepper, and garlic powder in it, brown it up in some oil, throw it in a roasting pan with some water, and let it cook for 4 to 5 hours. And
about what temperature?
350.
Okay. Just the standard.
Just
that's
standard,
my standard temperature too.
Yep, standard. Just throw it in there. You know, check it once or twice. Make sure there's water in it. A lot of times the bones will pop out and push the lid up, and so you want to make sure that the lid's all the way down at the water is still in there. I love it when it gets crispy and stringy, like it just strings apart. It's not like a big old beef roast where you cut into it and it's like a big chunk of meat. It's very stringy.
More like a pulled pork almost of apart.
So
yeah.
I've actually tried to do moose ribs and a moose roast together in like an Instapot thing,
mm-hmm.
and it did not string. It was very disappointing. It did not have that stringy, crunchy texture to
it. So it needs the slow roast.
Absolutely.
It needs that. Okay.
I'll never do the Instapot again with my moose.
Did you ever brown it in soy sauce?
I've never tried that.
Because we did that with deer meat before we jarred it, and it was really good.
Oh, that sounds great,
too. Yeah, I remember you mentioning that.
Super hot skillet.
And you don't do anything like brining it or marinating or nothing, anything like that?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm a very, I like my food just, kind of plain Jane.
Okay.
Get the flavor of the meat and make, the biggest thing is having the fat, making sure there's some fat. Most of the time when you go to hunt moose, they don't have a lot of fat left on them. 2 years ago, we got a moose, and it had about 4 inches of fat left still on the rump. So that was pretty fantastic. We actually had bags of fat stored, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's a rare occurrence.
Yeah, but so that's a super secret ingredient in a way,
the
right?
Fat
having
is a
that
must.
Moose
Absolutely,
fat.
Yep.
Now, if someone didn't have access to moose, could they try to recreate this, you think, using just beef ribs or something like that?
I would assume so. I okay. have never in my life cooked beef ribs. I don't really cook beef.
That's
very
really often. A flip for yeah. most people, right? Who've never in their life cooked moose ribs, yeah. probably, right?
But yeah, there you go. I would assume that you could do that with beef. I would assume okay. that it would have the same effect.
So I would just encourage folks who maybe don't have access to moose, if you're inspired by this idea of that slow roast, getting that delicious consistency, and you have access instead to beef ribs, still try it. Send us a photo of it on our Juno Afternoon website. We'd love to see it. So maybe just real quick, Mary, just step 1, 2, 3, and 4 one more time if people are listening right now for fail-safe, beautiful, every time moose ribs.
Okay. Step 1, put some holes in the meat and put some garlic cloves in there. Step 2, roll it around in some flour that might have some salt, pepper, and garlic powder in it. Brown it up in some oil. I use avocado oil. Throw it in a roasting pan. Make sure you have, you know, an inch or two of water in it. Maybe hopefully you'll have some fat you can put on top of it. Close it up, 350 in the oven for 4 to 5 hours, and just check it once or twice to make sure that there's still water in there.
Beautiful. Sounds amazing. Mouth-watering.
I know,
okay.
I'm ready to go cook right
Ricky,
now.
Ricky, you've got yeah. now you've got something to top there. You've got a salmon recipe we can talk about?
It's really basic.
that's okay. I didn't mean to say you had to top it. Yeah. What kind of salmon, number one, would be your choice to be cooking with this time of year?
I've been catching cohos lately.
Sure. So you have a beautiful new coho. You just caught a coho this morning, let's say. Maybe you did.
Yesterday afternoon
you did.
Very
so
likely.
You got fresh coho. So what are your steps you take to?
I just cut the head and the tail off and do a fillet. So cut the backbone out. And get the rib bones out, and then do butterfly steaks. And then I fry them on like medium or high heat with avocado oil and butter, maybe cracked pepper.
You just fry them. You don't flour them first or anything. You just fry them just as is.
Mm-hmm.
And just very simple as far as spice goes and that sort of thing. So you're really mm-hmm. trying to get – I mean, that is the thing, right? We have this access to this beautiful mm-hmm. – fresh meat,
wild
and wild fish. So, yeah. I agree with that. You know, sometimes you'll get these really elaborate marinades with fresh salmon. I always feel like why are we doing this? I just want to taste the fish. Right? It's so delicious. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. How hot do you get the oil?
I like medium high heat, a little more towards high, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just takes what 5 minutes on? Do you flip it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It.
Okay. So,
yeah.
like, five. What side do you try to do first?
Well, with the butterfly steak, you cut.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Through
okay.
the middle to the. You don't cut through the skin.
Right. So right.
So it's about the same. If it's really thick, I'll cover it for a little bit. If the meat's not flaking apart,
just to get it that poached, a little bit of that, mm-hmm. kind of get it cooked all
Make
the way
sure
through.
It's cooked. Yeah.
All right. So yeah. so all right. So I'll
the
have
the trick
you,
is
okay.
though you eat all the meat. And you put the skin back in the pan and get it real crispy, get some char on that.
And then that's dessert, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
in a way, right? Yeah,
oh,
that
yeah.
crunchy skin. Yeah, yeah that's awesome. Yeah. So, okay, one more time. Just I'll give you the easy, quick steps. Ricky's, coho, butterfly, steak, salmon. Go.
So, yeah, cut it into butterfly steaks.
Catch the fish.
Step one, yeah. Got to use your bare hands.
Right.
Chase it upstream. So get it into butterfly steaks, and then on a pretty hot pan, use avocado oil and some butter and cook it for a few minutes on each side, some cracked pepper.
And you both mentioned avocado oil. That's kind of a newer secret weapon, isn't it? It's a high heat oil that doesn't mm-hmm. overly brown and burn, but it really mm-hmm. stays nice and light. It doesn't overly affect the flavor, right? I mean, that's what I've found.
Yeah, I don't like fried food very well, but I've found that like with avocado oil, it doesn't affect me the same way like a vegetable oil.
Right. Yeah.
And it just doesn't have the negative effects of what vegetable oil does to your body.
Sure, so. Yeah. So it feels a little healthier for sure, yeah, to do. Well, great. Okay, so that's it. That's Foodie Friday. We want folks out there to get inspiration from that, from either the moose ribs or the delicious fresh coho, freshly fried coho. And if you get inspiration from that, or if you have a twist on that theme and you want to send it in to us, please do. Juno Afternoon's website at kto.org, and there's a place there to post those photos and post any information you want to put on there, and we'd love to hear from you on that. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Ricky and Mary to talk about an amazing sounding, first of its kind sounding event. So this is a first in the world that we know of, maybe. This is a really cool thing that's going to be happening. It's about entertainment. It's a benefit. It's kind of bringing a lot of cool worlds together. And we're going to talk about it in just a minute here, right back on Juno Afternoon. Stay tuned.